just a kid with a local yearning, but he is part of an assembling crowd. Anonymous thousands off the buses and trains. People in narrow columns tramping over the swing bridge above the river. And even if they are not a migration or a revolution, some vast shaking of the soul, they bring with them the body heat of a great city, and their own small reveries and desperations, the unseen something that haunts the day. Men in fedoras and sailors on shore leave, the stray tumble of their thoughts, going to a game. The sky is low and gray, the roily gray of sliding surf. He stands at the curbstone with the others. He is the youngest at 14, and you know he's flat broke by the edgy, leaning look he hangs on his body. He has never done this before, and he doesn't know any of the others, and only two or three of them seem to know each other. But they can't do this thing singly or in pairs, so they have found one another by means of slidey looks that detect the fellow foolhard, and here they stand. Black kids and white kids up from the subways or off the local Harlem streets. Lean shadows, bandidos, 15 in all. And according to topical legend, maybe 4 will get through for every one that's caught. They're waiting nervously for the ticket holders to clear the turnstiles, the last loose cluster of fans, the stragglers and loiterers. They watch the late-arriving taxis from downtown and the brilliantined men stepping dapper to the windows. Policy bankers and supper club swells and Broadway hotshots, high aurid, picking lint off their mohair sleeves. They stand at the curb and watch without seeming to look, wearing the sourish air of corner hangabouts. All the hubbub has died down, the pregame babble and swirl, vendors working the jammed sidewalks, waving scorecards and pennants, and calling out in ancient sing-song. Scraggy men, hustling buttons and caps, all dispersed now, gone to their roomlets in the beaten streets. They are at the curbstone, waiting. Their eyes are going grim, sending out less light. Somebody takes his hands out of his pockets. They are waiting. And then they go. One of them goes, a Mick, who shouts, "Geronimo!" There are 4 turnstiles just beyond the pair of ticket booths. The youngest boy is also the scrawniest. Cotter Martin, by name. Scrawny tall in a polo shirt and dungarees and trying not to feel doomstruck. He's located near the tail of the rush, running and shouting with the others. You shout because it makes you brave, or you want to announce your recklessness. They have made their faces into scream masks, tight-eyed, with stretchable mouths, and they are running hard, trying to funnel themselves through the lanes between the booths, and they bump hips and elbows and keep the shout going. The faces of the ticket sellers hang behind the windows like onions on strings. Cotter sees the first jumpers go over the bars. 2 of them jostle in the air and come down twisted and asprawl. A ticket taker puts a headlock on one of them, and his cap comes loose and skims down his back, and he reaches for it with a blind swipe. And at the same time, everything's at the same time, he eyes the other hurdlers to keep from getting stepped on. They are running and hurdling. It's a witless form of flight with bodies packed in close and the gate crashing becoming real. They are jumping too soon or too late and hitting the posts and radio bars, doing cartoon climbs up each other's back. And what kind of stoops must they look like to people at the hot dog stand on the other side of the turnstiles? What kind of awful screw-ups? A line of mostly men beginning to glance this way, jaws working at the sweaty meat and grease bubbles flurrying on their tongues, the gent at the far end going dead still, except for a hand that produces automatic movement, swabbing on mustard with a brush. The shout of the motley boys comes banging off the deep concrete. Cotter thinks he sees a path to the turnstile on the right. He drains himself of everything he does not need to make the jump. Some are still jumping. Some are thinking about it. Some need a haircut. Some have girlfriends in woolly sweaters. And the rest have landed in the